I believe that the question oversimplifies the difficulties of what we must do in Central America. Our objectives ought to be to strengthen the democracies, to stop communist and other extremist influences, and stabilize the community in that area. To do that, we need a three-pronged attack. One is military assistance to our friends who are being pressured. Secondly, a strong and sophisticated economic aid program and human rights program that offers a better life and a sharper alternative to the alternative offered by the totalitarians who oppose us. And finally, a strong diplomatic effort that pursues the possibilities of peace in the area. That's one of the big disagreements that we have with the president, that they have not pursued the diplomatic opportunities, either within El Salvador or as between the countries, and have lost time during which we might have been able to achieve a peace. This brings up the whole question of what presidential leadership is all about. I think the lesson in Central America, this recent embarrassment in Nicaragua, where we are giving instructions for hired assassins, hiring criminals, and the rest, all of this has strengthened our opponents. A president must not only assure that we're tough, but we must also be wise and smart in the exercise of that power. We saw the same thing in Lebanon, where we spent a good deal of America's assets, but because the leadership of this government did not pursue wise policies, we have been humiliated and our opponents are stronger. The bottom line of national strength is that the president must be in command. He must lead. And when a president doesn't know that submarine missiles are recallable, says that 70% of our strategic forces are conventional, discovers 3 years into his administration that our arms control efforts have failed because he didn't know that most Soviet missiles were on land, these are things a president must know to command. A president is called the commander-in-chief, and he's called that because he's supposed to be in charge of the facts and run our government and strengthen our nation.